machlokes here. Rashi says, Rashi, lay machlokes tenoy heavy. Have the Gemara loy trey tenoy heavy. I tell you, only two tenoy and heavy. But Tanakama, the Reb Shimon, hainu Reb Yosi. The Tanakama of Reb Shimon is Reb Yosi. But Tanakama, the Reb Yosi, hainu Reb Shimon. It's the same person. Oh, my yafakamait is going back to the first thing. Rashi, Tanakama, the Reb Yosi, and Reb Shimon. But Tanakama, the Reb Shimon, and Reb Yosi. Oh, my yafakamait. Yes, so there's no three tenoy in here. There's only two tenoy in here. Therefore, if it's a good, like Rashi's light. Tanakam the Reb Shimon every Reb Yosef. Tanakam the Reb Yosef every Reb Shimon. Or my after Kamer or the Kamer Tavayim Akemaisa the Tanakam the day Kaimin. The Ainu Alefes the Kamer Tanakam the Reb Yosef Lefes Lekruv or Kamer Reb Yosef after Kaflud. Come on the Lefes. Avo Lekruv Loi. So there's only two Machlokes in here. You don't have three Machlokes. Tana Rabbanan. Then Buyin Nosan Peyli Eret. He made a mistake. And he used to leave over payah any vegetables that grew in field of vegetables. He used to leave over payah. It was wrong. Ubaab, if his father came, umotzen laniim shoyetunim yerek v'yarmdem apesach agina. And his father came and saw all the aniim went to this field, and the aniim taka collected the vegetables and were taking them home. Since it was payah, they held yipotah for tumas emaiser. They went to take them home, teach them the way they are. Is omalahem? So the father told the aniim, b'ni my son. Heshlichom Elechem, do me a favor, throw down these vegetables. Vani noisen lechem kiflayim demuser, and I give you double the amount of peris that are taken off from Trumas HaMaisers. In other words, he wanted to stop the Aniyim from eating these peris without Trumas HaMaiser. So he said, drop them, and I give you twice as much back of kosher peris that were taken off already the Trumas HaMaisers. And he said to the Aniyim, Loi mifnei she'eni tzara, not because I'm a stingy person, that's why I wanted to leave them here. Ela mifnei she'amar chomim, but I'm doing it because the aloch is this way. Because the chomim said, einoisnim peyli yerek. The aloch is, you're not allowed to take, there's no chiyuv. You don't have to leave all the peyah from your rokes. So if you want to, gezun teit. But what's negay to us is, these peyahs are mechuyiv and trumas amaisa. So if you need a meeting without trumas amaisa, they're doing an aveira. So the Mora, Lo Malei Lamei Malhu, Loi Mifnei Shein Etzara, why did the father have to tell the Aniyim, it's not because I'm stingy. Let him stop tell them, I'm doing it because the Lach is that way. And the Gemara, Ki Echad La Neimru, Tehuya Kom Matchim Lo, that he was afraid if he would stop tell the Aniyim, I want you stop to drop the Peris, because I want to give you better ones, the Aniyim will be afraid, maybe you're lying, and you're only telling us stop to be Matzah, stop to get us out of here. But really, once we drop our Peris, you won't give us more Peris. Therefore, first he made Akdam and tell them, no, you should know I'm not a stingy person. And the reason why I'm doing it is only that you should know that the halacha is, you're not allowed to eat these peris without trumas amaisus. So I want to make sure, first you take off trumas amaisus. Yitzhana Rabbonin, for Yishoyinu hayim menichin oirois kodeshim v'leshchois beis haparvo. It's in the beis hamikdash. When you used to have a korban, they used to skin the korban. So what did they do with the skin of a korban? Hayamanich and Oref used to leave over the skin, Kodeshim, Veleshchas Beis HaParvo. That was a special leshka, special room in the Beis HaMikdash. That's where they left the skin. And Le'erev Hayamachalkin Oysan. And at nighttime, after the whole day's work of doing the korbanos, at nighttime they would be Mechalik, give out the skins to the Kohanim. Because the skin was something belonging to the Kohanim. Even from a carbon oilah, that everything was hooked there on the Mizbeach, except for the skin. The skin is called Matnas Kuna, goes to the Kohanim. Rashi's oil is Kodeshim, or oilah. It's the oil of a carbon oilah, the Chatis, the Ashamais, the Kabonis Sibur. Shemachalkin oil is Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kohanim. The locker is the skin of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, goes to the Kohanim. Kidashir, the Pasuk says, or oilah, Asher Hikriv, the Afinim Zvachim Yoyla Kol Oyres Kotcher Kotchim. Not only carbon oyla, any kodesh, any carbon, the kodesh kadoshim, the skin goes to the kahanim. Ule eriv shel yoyim hayim machalkin ois liyanshe beisav. Shavdu hayoyim shamishmer hayicholik l'shisha batayavis. That's three different categories of people kahanim working there. L'shisha yavim, 6 days of the week. Umashigil yoyimam hayim rubim hayim matayim hu naitam. Kids used to leave it over at night, and they would divide it up at night time, all the skin they got that day.
Yeah. They would take it by force. They used to bully their way in there and take all the skins. Some kahanim were stronger than the other ones. So the imamish took it with force. And therefore, Chum didn't like that. He's a skin of the name Nutakona. She o machalkin oisa and the Erev Shabbos and Erev Shabbos. He used to divide it up only Erev Shabbos. The Yasti and Kulu and Mishmoris v'shakl and Biadodi. That all the Mishmoris were there and they divided out equally. Everybody got an equal portion. Shash and Erev Shabbos, the Kulu and Mishmoris tevi hosim. The whole Mishmor, the whole week, all the Kahanim that worked that week came together in Erev Shabbos. V'la yenichel l'bal Yisroyeth l'ito b'Yisroyeth. And therefore, since everybody was there together, they didn't let the big bullies take themselves, but rather they gave out everybody an equal portion. That was a better etzim. Still, the gedolim, the big ones, they still took it. Rashla gedol kuna, sarim shebem. The princesses, the presidents, they used to take it not by force, but stam, they would say, it comes to us. We're more chashuv than you. We deserve it. Is omdu is omdu bailim the yakdishim l'shemayim. So the bailim that owned the kabbalas didn't like this. So to stop what was going on, they were makdishim l'shemayim right away. They said a reisu hegdish that it doesn't belong to the kahanim anymore. That's what they did. All right, we'll stop here. Finish on tomorrow. Doctor Daf Nun Zayin. Mil Tana Rabbanan again. At the beginning, when they used to divide up the skins of the behemoth that was a korban, they used to leave it in one room called the blesh lishchos beisa parvum. Lerev at night time, they would divide up all the kahanim, would divide up all the skins from the different korbanos at night. For Yabal Yisroyas, Noitim Noisim Yisroyah. The big bullies, this was in the Beis HaMikdash, Bayis Sheni, when the Kahanim were not so good then, so the big bullies used to grab them. They made a new takana, that the whole week they don't divide up the skins, rather leave it in the room, and Erev Shabbos, when all the Kahanim will be together, then they'll divide it out. So since everybody is all together then, they won't let the big bullies go and bull their way through. The Astian Kula Mishmaras Veshaklan Badodi. All of them come together and take the same time, so the big bullies won't be able to pull the way through. So Moraviadayin Hoyu Gudele Kuna Noitla Noisim Israya. Still, the more Choshiba Kahanim, they used to take their skins Vizroya by force. They used to say, we're more Choshib than you. We're like the president. Hey, the more Choshiba Kahanim used to still take it without permission. Is Omdu Bailim Vegdishim Lushamayim. So the Bailim, the people that brought the Korban, or else Rashi, I think, says the Bailim means the other Kahanim that would have had a right to take it, were Makdishit L'Shemayim. They said, this skin, even though the skins of the Korbanos HaLochrid, that's a Matnas Kunam, you're supposed to give it to the Kohen has a right to do what he wants with it. Here the Kahanim were Makdishit, made it Hegdish that they can't take it anymore, they have to leave it in the Beis HaMikdash. Is Omru, they said, L'Hoyu Yomim Watim, it didn't take a few days, Achechifu es eichel kuloi betavlois shel zob. Hey, they had pushed me. They had so many skins that was given over to Hegdish, and Hegdish used to sell them. And with the money, they bought gold. So they had mamis so many bricks of gold that they used to cover up the whole eichel with it. Shechifu, they covered up as eichel the whole base of Hegdish kuloi betavlois shel zob, blocks of gold. Shein amu alam, each block was an amu by an amu. Kuve dinazov, it was thick, the thickness of a dinazov, a coin, a golden coin. Ulregula came to the Yomtiv on the Regolim, Hoyamakafla noisoi, they would like fold over this gold, or Menicha noisa nagabe malam, they would put this gold on the top part of the Harabayas, on the top of the base of Migdish, Kadeshiyu oile Regolim royin, that whoever came up to be oile regal would be able to see there's so much gold now in the base of Migdish. Shemalachtam noim, they did very nice work. V'yein b'hem dalim, or else doifi. There was no foolish things doing there, or shek of falseness. There was done b'yemis, that people were makdish, gave all the things to the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore the Beis HaMikdash had so much gold there. Muratana, Abishoyel Oimer, Koirois shel shikma hoye berichoy. Koirois means there were strong beams. Rashi mechabrin uvav shel ilo and kori koirum. The bottom part, the the box of the shikma of these trees were in Yericho. And the big bullies would go and bulldoze away and take away these pieces of wood. Izomdu Bailim, so the Bailim stood up, the people that owned it, Vegdishim Lushamayim, and the Omaktish said, this wood belongs to Hegdish now. So it was a good thing that instead of letting people steal it, the Omaktish gave it over to the Beis Hamikdash. Is Aleim on them, the Yakyetzebem Omar Abishoil, Ben Vitnis, Mishamabi Yasef Ben Chonin, Oili Mi Beis Baisim. He said, all that these people that chop, these big bullies, that steal things, he said, only like woe to me, me base Baisam from the house of Baisam. So Rashi says Baisam, Rashi says Kohen Godel Hoya, Vechein Kulam. These are all different Kohanim Gedolim in the Bayisheni that they weren't doing the right things. They were stealing, robbing. Said only me Olosim, only from the Ola, the Klola that came upon them. Rashi says Miklulasayim, Kamoy Leibola. No, they did sing wrong. Curses came upon them. Or else, oily mi beis chonin, oive to beis chonin, and oily milch shisosim. Rashi yoyed say raw. They used to give bad eitzes there. For some say goes on lashon hara. They said a lot of lashon hara there. And oily mi beis kitruyas, another house of the kohanim gedolim, and oily mi kulmosim from their writings. From kulmos means the pen. Rashi shoy kois v'nigeres the raw. They used to write bad letters. So oily from these people that wrote bad letters. Oily mi beis Yishmael ben Piyacha, he was also another Kohen Gadol, and oily mi agrafayim, oily from the fist. They used to use their might, their fist, to take away things. Shem kahanim gedolim. All these people here, these four people, were kahanim gedolim in the Bayesheni. Ubenayim gizborim, and their sons were gizborim. They took care of the money there. Vechasneim and their son-in-laws amrachlim, also type of a president there. Shrashi amrachlim means omakulia piv. Nechtach kol sorka hegdish. They used to take care of all the funds, the money of hegdish. The avdeim and their servants is choyften es om the makolis. They would beat up the people with their sticks. In other words, they would steal and rob money, take away things shalok yedin. This was the bad thing that happened by the bayisheni. Tana rabbon. Arbot tzavchois tzavcha azora. Four different cries, screams. Like a marshal did the Yazara, the Beis Hamikdash itself, scream out. Rishoyna, what was the first thing the Yazara, the Beis Hamikdash screamed out was, Tsumi kan b'nei Eli, take the children of Eli out of the Beis Hamikdash. She'etimu heichal Hashem, they were matama the heichal Hashem. Like the Tzukim say about the Beis Eli, they weren't doing the right things. That's when they already started, they weren't being noy kishura. They were still, Rashi she'etimu k'desiv ha'shayishka b'nei Sanoshim. That the pasuk says that they live with other people's wives. So the Gemara in Shabbos says it doesn't really mean they live with their wives. It just means that they didn't let them bring their korban in time, that by the time they went home, it was an extra day, and they couldn't have tashmish that night. So they stopped them from having tashmish that night. That was the chet. The Yoit Sofcha, another thing that screamed out to Beis Hamikdash, Say Mikan, Yisoscha Ish Kfar Bakoi. Take out this Kohen Gadol. Yisoscha Ish Kfar Bakoi. All he cared about was to give himself kovid. And he was mechalo kotshe Hashem. He didn't act nice. He didn't give kovid to the kotshin. To have a korech yodim shiroi, what did he do? He used to wrap his hands around with a nice garment, a nice glove, shiroi with nice silk. The yodim avoida. And he would do an avoida. And you're not allowed to. When a kohen does an avoida, there can't be any mechatzitza between his hands and the kelim, what he's doing. So they used to put nice silk around the hands, which made their avodah possible. So they did the wrong things. The Rashi says, "V'chatzitza psulas v'kodeshim." Divina b'loka ha'koyin shikach v'yatzmoi v'yoydi b'zoyinhu. Two things: it's a b'zoyin, and they're supposed to take it in your hands, not in a handkerchief. The Yoit Savcho Azora, another thing the Azora, like the Beis Hamikdash screamed out, Su Shor Moshechim, the Yekonas Yishmo Ben Piyochim. Let this person come in. Like if I said, he was a tzaddik. Talmidei Shor Pinchas. He was a Talmud of Pinchas, HaKoyim. The Yishamish Bekuna Gederla. And let him be a Kohen Gadol. So Rashi says, Yishmo Ben Piyochim, Kosher Hoyim. Avalanche Beisu Hoyim Balazroyim. But the people of his house weren't good people. They were strong people that Anshe Zroy, they used to force themselves. Then the Azora again screamed out, Sushar Mashechim, let the gates open up. The Yikonas Yechnen Ben Aboi, let this person, Yechnen Ben Aboi, come into the Beis Hamikdash, let him be a Kohen Gadol. Talmidai Shel Pinkoi, he's a Talmud of Pinkoi. The Yamala Krista Mikotcha Shemayim, and let him, like, eat the Kotcha Shemayim, like he ate it Lishmo. So let him come and do it. Verse says, Omru Allah, Yechnen Ben Aboi, it was said upon Yechnen Ben Aboi, Shoyoichel Gimel Meyas Agolim, he used to eat 300 calves. V'shoyse gimu meyes kaboy zov, yayin, and used to drink 300 barrels of wine. V'yoychal aboyim saw gozolos, and he ate 40 saws of gozolos, that means young chickens, v'kinuach suda. That was just a dessert that he had. That's how much he used to have by his sudas. So Rashi explains it means, sholosh meyes agolim, shoye megado b'deisoy kanim harbi. He used to have a lot of kanim in his house. So all these kanim together used to eat this much food. Omru, they said, Kol yom of Shiyachin ben Aboi, all the time that he was the Kohen, is Lenimtsu Noisa b'Migdish. There was never Noisa, any leftover meat in the Beis HaMikdash, because he used to eat so much. So any kochim that had left over, he would eat it. So the Gemara, Mai Salka Beib Yisoschish Kfar Bakoi. What was wrong with Yisoschish Kfar Bakoi? That before it said, take him out. Yes. Before it says the Beis HaMikdash was Sovach, and said, what did he do wrong? So he says before, he was mechaber himself or mechal kotcha shemayim. What did he do wrong? Amri, the mice was like this. Malko or malchuso, there was an argument between the king and the queen. Heviyasvi malko ma gidiya yoy. The malko said that a kid, a goat, is better. O malchuso, and the king said, omro imro yoy. He said no, a lamb is better. An Imro is better. Is Omru man mucha, who's going to know what's better? A kid, a goat, or a lamb? Is Kohen Gadol, Mestam, the Kohen Gadol, the one that brings Karbonis, he'll know. The Kamasa Karbonis kol Yoima, because he every day brings Karbonis. So he'll know what's the better animal, a kid, a goat, or a lamb. Is also, so they brought the Kohen Gadol, they brought Yisos Chish Kfar Bakoi, is also Iyu, is Achva Biyodei.